Failure is never fatal unless it's final.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Hope everybody's having a fantastic week. This is coming out on a Monday, so hopefully you don't have a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, I know I'm pretty tired, but it's my own fault.
Yeah, and we're recording this about, a week ahead, so we are tired. And we do have a case of the Mondays.
A little bit.
I'm getting over a cold, I got a sore throat and sinus problems, and I just don't get it. I just get colds all the freaking time.
Need more vitamins.
Yeah, I want to catch a flu or at least I'll lose some weight or something.
Oh, stop it.
More vitamins. As I drink my kale, spinach, fruits, carrots, beets smoothie. Any more vitamins than that? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the kale or the beets and the carrots are new, so.
Yeah, we'll
maybe
see
that's it. What you need.
Yeah, that's the trick there, right? Just a little recap. Today's gonna be part two of our private label launch. I think today's gonna be technically last one was called Married and Private Label Launch Failure.
Yep.
Part one. This one's episode 71. So this is 72. And what's today's title?
Married and Private Label Launch Success, Part Two.
Yeah. So I guess before we get too far into that, we got anything going on?
Oh, we always have tons going on. So we've started to get in our private label products that we are launching and relaunching, and there's a lot, and we still don't have everything yet. So yeah. The rest of it, I think, will be here by Friday, probably. So yeah.
Stuff shipped from China last night, which was whatever. So they're, I guess, 13 hours forward.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get it. It'd be fantastic if we get it by Friday because we do everything by air. Because we ordered inserts and brochures and stuff inside of this product that we need for the other 2,500 that we have on hand right now.
But we can't do anything with them because the insert is coming with the last item. So we're kind of stuck.
2,500 units here we can't do nothing with because we're waiting for the 500 that have all the literature.
Yeah, but it's all good. I'm still excited. I can't wait. I'm excited about the new products we're putting out. It's something that no one else really has. And it's kind of tying in a bunch of different categories together that are all popular.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. And just as you're going to find out here, we're using a specific date to launch it. So I guess we'll talk about that at the very end. But Amazon right now is very, very slow.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, they've been really slow about getting our items and actually putting them into inventory. So, for example, they've had some of our inventory for about, 10 days?
I mean, since the 26th.
So,
11, 12 days, yeah.
Yep. And so they've had these items. They're not yet in our inventory, which is frustrating for us because we did all the work to ship them. And
we got them out fast.
Yeah, we expected them to go into inventory pretty much right away. But could have been that a lot of people are on vacation now, that it's slow, and maybe there's not as many people working. I don't really know, but I need everybody to get back to work.
Yeah, immediately. Because, I mean, our sales have dropped like in half, and it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm tired of this. We call it, and you've heard me say this before, the Amazon purgatory.
Yeah.
Which is usually only that 1 week, but we've had extended purgatory this year because I don't know.
Because of how the calendar fell.
It could be because there's so many freaking returns going in right now that right now our returns right now are lower than they've ever been, which is fantastic.
That's great. Yeah.
Right. But other people, I mean, people buy stuff, they don't want it, they return it, and there's nothing you can do about that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Crap happens, but that's why we're going to be doing a lot more with retail arbitrage on peaks like this and have private label income to keep us sustained.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, like me and Ty have really had a plan and prepared ourselves really as well as we possibly could, knowing after 3 years of doing this about this big drop off after Christmas and still not prepared, right? it just never, you can never be like, no, no, we'll be fine. And then you run out of product. You're like, well, crap, why are my sales no good? Well, I don't have anything there.
Or it's there, it's just not showing up in inventory.
Yeah, we have hundreds of SKUs that are literally zeroed out right now that are there at the warehouse and received. And that's very sad.
But it's okay. It's all good. It'll all come back around. I'm not stressed about it. But guys, before we forget, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. Also, send us an email, info@themibpodcast.com. We'd love to hear your success stories. Also, we are looking for people who are married and in business who would like to be interviewed with us. We are super excited. We've got a couple people in mind for interviews, and so we'll be reaching out to them shortly. But we also, if you know anybody who might be a great fit for the show, we'd love, love, love to hear from you.
Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, and before I forget, I actually uploaded, well, Mike and I actually uploaded a new episode to YouTube, even though it was only one.
I think it's like episode 26.
Yeah.
And we're recording episode 72 right now.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we got one done.
But you know, sadly, guys, I mean, you guys are doing the same thing. If you're in business right now, we are taking care of taxes and getting all that crap done. And like I said, restocking our business and restocking eBay and restocking our private label. So got a lot going on. So sorry. We'll get that up there. And by before the end of the month, we'll definitely have the Amazon Snowball Challenge information up there. We have actually bought our $100 worth of stuff.
Yep.
And we've already started selling stuff. So fantastic. Well, you're going to see how $100 can turn to a lot of money by the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how that pans out, exactly how much you can make, because we have never, you know, we started with a larger budget when we first got into business, but I think it's going to be really cool to see how big $100 can get when you just invest and reinvest and reinvest. So I hope you guys are excited about that too. We can't wait to share the results with you as they happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping for Cancun and Cabo money. And maybe even Hawaii money.
Oh, Hawaii money.
All three would be great. Well, I want all three.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started today. The last episode was all basically, we told you, hold on, I'm not going to listen to this crap anymore. These guys are screwed up, failing everywhere. It was just the beginning. So that was part one. And I always heard a long time ago that failure is never fatal unless it's final. Meaning you quit, yeah, you suck, and that's it.
That's the end.
Can't get any better. You can't be a doctor if you stop going to class, right?
Yeah, you can't, you know, get that PhD if you quit and never get the PhD. But
right.
If you keep trying, keep making adjustments and changes, you can always get better. And that's kind of exactly what this episode is about. So for our private label launch success part two, I'm excited
success,
about
success, not failure.
So basically, you know, when you do fail at something, the best thing you can do is turn around and look at all the different parts of what you did and figure out what parts worked and what parts didn't, or if none of it worked and you need to go a completely different direction. So that's kind of what we had to do. We had to really sit down and think about how we wanted to relaunch this product, because we knew we had a good product. It was just, you know, because we had it, it was selling on its own regularly, 1 to 2 a week. And that's great, but we wanted more. We wanted to see if it's actually being seen, will it sell more? And we knew it would. So our first strategy definitely didn't work.
Yeah, so the viral launch would have worked, and it would, and if we ever use it again, it will work. But we have to make sure we have, you know, we didn't have any feedback, and we didn't have product reviews, which you'll see in a minute. It didn't matter because we've launched 4 other products after that, and we didn't have the right images. That was, and really, and we weren't going after the right keywords. There's a lot of things out there. Like when you're looking for, and I always go back to this, like you're trying to find what keywords people will type in when they're looking for you. Like I had a company back in when I was selling advertising that did Segway tours in Richmond, Virginia. Problem is, who's going to Google Segway tours?
No one.
No one, right? Not, I mean, they're thinking, what they're doing in Richmond. So they're typing things to do in Richmond.
Yeah.
So that's a good keyword for Segway tours, right? And that was kind of the way we had to look at our product. We had to look at, instead of being generic, saying this is exactly what it is, what would someone type in for this? And a lot of what we figured out was it was more of a gift item for women.
Yeah.
So without going too deep into our actual what our product is, that's kind of what strategy we went after. Another thing we did on my first launch that, years ago that I completely forgot is did a reverse keyword search. Mm. Meaning I went and used Jungle Scout's keyword tool. I typed in a ASIN, meaning an Amazon seller identification number, I think it's called, for an item. Meaning it's an item that correlates to a certain product. Mm-hmm. So this one product that we are competing against was selling like 100 a day. I want to know what keywords were they showing up for.
Yep.
So I went and put their number in there. They gave me all the different keywords they're showing up for. Then I look at it and say, oh, that's a good idea. Grab that one, grab this one, grab this one. And then I made my own pay-per-click campaign using the keywords that other people were using to sell. So there it is. But then I did a little farther. And like I said, I used that, what are people looking for type thing. I used the different types of gifts and different types of this and under $20 and whatever else people would type in during Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at all these different things and I put all that into a regular campaign. I mean, a targeted campaign, not automatic, meaning with pay-per-click on Amazon, you can actually just say automatic, meaning Amazon, you figure out what I should show up for based off what keywords I have in my listing and they do it for you. And a lot of times that will work out perfect for you. But for me, I knew it wouldn't because I tried it and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So when I went and did my own words and everything else, and I looked at what worked and what didn't work, all of a sudden we started getting results like that. But first, before that, we changed our photos. Yeah. We looked at what the other competition was doing. And our partner, he's more of a private, like an equity partner. He puts in, or the financial guy, right? He puts in the money, but he's very experienced with business. So he's like, just copy what other people are doing. Whatever. And we're like, oh, obvious. We did that to a point, to an extent. But we really, like, we almost said, man, because I guess it's been so long since we launched a product that we kind of forgot the things we did, the simple steps we did for the first product to launch and kill it.
Yeah.
So we went, looked at other people's photos, immediately ordered photos just like the ones they had.
Yep.
And I went and made a mock-up photo right away of something just to use as a placeholder. Like I use Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
A piece of junk.
He's really good at that. I'm awful.
But I made a mock-up photo, a cover photo of the item. It has to be, you know, all white background, just the images of the item. That's it. It's your main photo. And I copy what other people were doing. And just by changing that and, you know, with the pay-per-click, all of a sudden we started selling one or two every day.
Yep.
Right.
We went from 1 to 2 a week to 1 to 2 a day, which is a big jump. And it's not spectacular by any means, but what it did was it kind of started to boost us, to boost our ranking. And so we learned exactly what not to do. We learned that we needed to fix our photos. We remembered, hey, we need to go look at these keywords. And then we started thinking, well, okay, do we want to use another company to relaunch? And so I came up with an idea that I thought would work, where we basically use the pay-per-click.
Before we go too far into that,
okay,
we did something that was made no sense. Like our first product, or which is our main bundle, it flopped. Basically, if you're from the outside in looking in, it flopped, right? Mm-hmm. But me and you, one thing we do know is the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right? And how things work. So we talked our partner into launching, doing a small launch of 4 other products.
Yeah.
80 or 70 of each one.
Yep.
Right after the other one failed. Right?
Now you can call that trust.
Yeah. And we told him, we know what we're doing. And if we do this, it's going to work. You know, just trust us. And, you know, he wanted to make money. All we cared about was really, let's get these 4 different SKUs of 70 items of each in each SKU to sell. Mm. That way we get reviews, customer feedback, and we have an Amazon footprint showing that we are ranked really well and we are selling a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you can go back to your strategy.
All right. So
and the whole point of that saying is we didn't see that as, oh crap, we suck now. We're not going to launch any more products. We launched 4 more.
Yeah. And so when you have confidence in the research that you've done behind your product, then it makes it easy for you to be able to say, okay, I know what I did wrong, but I also know that this is a great product. And so that's what we had backing us, our knowledge of the product that we did, the research that we did to find the product. So we knew that it was a good product.
And we had the knowledge of literally three other times that we've gone through the fourth quarter and seen the skyrocket of sales during Black Friday and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah. And so thinking about Black Friday and that was fast approaching, we came up with a plan where when you launch a product, instead of putting out a bunch of coupon codes, you utilize pay-per-click and you just drop your price. Because again, like we said in episode one, or part one of this episode, we couldn't get as many reviews as we hoped to get from the discounted products. And so we wanted to be able to still get those reviews, but also still give a discount. So how do you do that? You just drop your price.
And put on Sales Backer.
And put on Sales Backer, because that will ask for the reviews for you.
Sales Backer is a software we use, and we're not affiliates or anything yet, I guess. I guess we should be. But it's a product where you literally hook it up to whatever products that you want to get reviews for or feedback, and it sends out an automatic email after the item sent, another automatic email after asking for feedback, another one asking for a product review, and then the last one asking for a review. So it sends four touch emails to each person that buys your product, trying to see, okay, if they're not happy, what can I fix? Mm-hmm. That way they don't leave a bad review.
Yeah.
Hopefully if they leave bad feedback, we can figure that out. But, and we got good information from that too.
Yeah.
We had that set in place and then you did your part.
Yeah. So the strategy was, we'll start with a lower price. And then as it sells, we're going to have different groups because of how we sent in our products. We ended up with, everything was the same, ASIN. But it had different SKUs. So we had four different groups, basically, of products that we had sent in. And so because...
We had a mother listing with four different children.
Yeah, that's different.
That's not what you're talking about?
No.
Whatever.
So we had the same product, but four different SKUs because we sent them in at different times.
Oh, so, I jumped ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So because we had that set up, we actually figured out that's the strategy we're going to go with when we relaunch and launch these new products. But because we had it set up that way, we could easily put in a price, the low price that we want, and it was a certain quantity, and it didn't have to be all of our products for what we sold it at. $19.99 was our low price. So,
which is basically half of what our product retails for.
That's right. So $19.99 was our low price. So if you have a product that...
But this was also the price that was more or less, we made like, what, $3 a unit? That's it?
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So our unit cost is $12, just being transparent. And selling it at $19.99, we got like $2 or $3 back. It wasn't much.
Yeah.
But it was enough to say, well, I'll take it. I'll pay a couple bucks in pay-per-click to get that sale. Go ahead.
Yep. So $19.99 was our low price. And then... We only had, like I said, a limited quantity at that price so that we don't sell our whole stock out at $19.99 and only make a couple bucks per one. So when we did that, we started to get a lot of sales because we were utilizing pay-per-click. Plus the approaching holiday of Black Friday, people were already starting to look. We thought we might have to wait until the day of Black Friday to see the sales, but really people are looking for those deals before Black Friday.
Yeah.
So because they were doing that, they started to buy. And as they started to buy, our rank started to go up and we started to get more organic sales because we were being seen. And
yeah, organic just meaning pay-per-click means we paid to get the sale, more or less. We drove
advertised.
Traffic. We advertised to get that sale. Organic means we just showed up in the actual whatever search term that the person typed in to find it.
Yep. So then we had our next
go back. A Thursday is a Thanksgiving, obviously, right? So like Tuesday we sold like three, right? Mm-hmm. And then like Wednesday we sold like five. And we're like, well, dang on, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thursday, you figure that's Turkey Day, no one's gonna be here. Sold like 15.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
We didn't even have the other product in stock yet. Like all the other four SKUs.
Yeah,
they were there, but they got lost or something, right? Remember that?
They were close to being missing.
Yeah, very close. So we didn't get to even use Black Friday for this. But then Black Friday comes and boom, I think we hit like 20.
Yeah. So, and from there, they just continue to sell. So as they continue to sell, we had each one of our little, I don't know what you want to call it, levels of pricing. And so as one level of pricing would sell out, we'd have the next level of pricing come in where, so we started at $19.99. As those sold out, we had some for $24.99. Then we had them for $28.99. Then we had them for $32.99, all the way up to $38.99. And they were constantly selling. It really didn't matter what the price was at that point because we had sold so many and our rank was so good that people were seeing it. They saw that it was a great product and they continued to buy it no matter what the price was.
Yeah. And we're always worried about products when you launch to make sure they're actually a good quality product. And we really felt like this is a good product. It's something that, you know, Ty uses on a daily basis and she's been happy, like been months, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and the quality is fantastic. But you always, you know, the problem is with product reviews, people just like to complain. They never want to get praise hardly, right?
Yeah.
But luckily people have been vocal about our product and we have like, you know, 4.8 star review or something right now. And they're all legit. I mean, there's no bot reviews or anything like that. And we're so happy that people really enjoyed our product, right?
Yeah.
So that is what Taya did. Like, what we did together is she came up with this great strategy and we had to fight to make sure that our partner knew that this is the strategy we're going to go with. We're literally just going to figure out what everybody's buying when it comes to their keywords. Mm-hmm. We're going to put that in a pay-per-click campaign on Amazon and we're going to literally drop the price in half to shoot to get it going, right?
Yep.
And then after that, we're just going to gradually raise the price as our ranking steadies out. And our ranking was something like, I don't know, I think as low as 10,000.
Yeah.
And as high as, highest to the moon, but like it sat around like 15, 20,000 the whole time. And that was enough to sell 15 to 20 a day of this one product. And we sold out, like, you know, we had, I think 300 something units or whatever left in inventory. We sold them all out before like, first week of December. So right around December, we got the other four and, you know, wait a minute, what should we do now? Real simple. We literally did nothing different except we ordered the exact same pictures to be made from Fiverr. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever said that. We went on Fiverr. We used one lady to do all the pictures for that other one. She thinks she charges $7 a piece, right?
With the fees and all that, yeah.
Maybe $9, I don't know. So we said, hey, we bring you more business. Will you give us a discount? She said, yes. We ordered all the listings to be created by this one woman on Fiverr. And she created all the different artwork, all the photographs, not the actual listing. And then we did the exact same thing. We launched the product. It's a $12.99 product. We started out at, $7.99?
Yep.
And then the sales went through the roof day one. And then day two, day three, every one, like it just... Every day did really good, and every day we gradually raised the price up and until they sold out. And they sold out in less than 2 weeks or less than that. Like, and I think, what was our – I don't want to say wrong, but, I mean, we were close to, like, 60 sales in one day, weren't we?
Yeah.
Combining all products.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Because we had these, the first bundle, and then we had the other four. And combined all five, I think we sold almost 60 items in one day. And it wasn't Black Friday or anything. It was like, you know.
Yeah. Just regular
Tuesday in December. So it went really, really well. And I know it's always hard to follow. And we always think that our audience just knows all the different vocabulary of Amazon. So I keep stopping Talia and I apologize for that, but just trying to figure out what is like an ASIN. Do you know what ASIN is? Do you know what BSR is? You don't know it's kind of weird. So the whole point of everything that we did was to get the item to show up when people type it in certain keywords. So if you are a plumber in Richmond, Virginia, you want to show up as under plumber Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
So we bought the advertising space up top to show up for that. That's all we did. And we dropped the price in half to get the price, get the people to start buying it. As people, more and more people bought it, we raised the price and kept raising it until we were happy with it. And like I said, we actually raised it past our actual retail like sweet spot.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're thinking about launching a private label product, I think that this strategy, number one, is cheaper than the other route. You can definitely do the other route as long as you're making sure that your account has new feedback on it or recent feedback, make sure that you're going to have that Prime badge if you're an FBA seller, and make sure that you already have reviews prior to using any kind of promotional group. That way, when you get the most benefit from it. But if you choose to go this route, it's a much cheaper route. It's a really great way to see if your product really is as good as you think it is. And you can still sell your product and probably make a profit if you do it this way. So that's, I think this is probably, I mean, it's definitely the way we're going to go from here on out.
Yeah, I think you just have to make sure that you have margin in your product. I mean, if you're buying something for $5 that you can sell for $9, you're going to make $1 per unit. Like, there's nothing there. You have to have meat on the bone to actually do any of this stuff. You can't make, I mean, there is plenty of people that must be making a living online. Or, I mean, people sell dollar store products. I mean, dollar store is there because somebody's making money off this stuff, right? But they do such high volume, you know, and that's kind of what no one, I don't want to tell anybody to do that, because it's just, it's so frustrating to get like 100 sales in a day and make $100. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're happy with it, it's fine. You can do that. And I wouldn't even steer away from that, because we have a product that's going to make like $2 profit.
Right.
But it's like something we have to have because we have other products.
Kind of like an add-on.
Yeah. But, you know, the way to go is literally find stuff that gives you a $10 profit and whatever. One thing that we have done now is we have a group of people that are like our cheerleaders that will help us, you know, launch products, meaning they're number one supporters. They love the products. They want to buy them at full price and leave us a review. I mean, that there's nothing against that. I mean, you can't just, we're not asking for anything. They're just our cheerleaders. And that's kind of what you want to have going into business anyway. Right. Especially you're showing off your prototype to friends and family and they go, "Oh, dang on, that's awesome." You know, there you go. Like, you're not provoking anybody, but I mean, that's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, if not, you wouldn't get birthday presents, but another key point, Ty made the using the viral launch. Our product was never meant to, we were never launching this product to sell 100 a day or 200 a day or even 50 a day. You know, it's a slam dunk product at 5 to 10 a day. At 15 a day, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's really that $15 at full price. What, 15 times like that? $270 a day in profit at that range for what, 30 days? $8,100 a month in one product. Like, I would never want to have to put all my eggs in one basket and say, we're making, you know, six figure income off one product and I'm happy and walking away, whatever, because stuff happens.
Yeah.
So my whole point was, this was a product that we're looking to do 5 to 10 a day max, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to do 10 to 15 over other product because they're more streamlined, more or less bundle, a lot less lower price, whatever. For viral launch, it's perfect for, say, I want to get to 200 a day, and you just can't do that buying pay-per-click. You can literally have an infinite budget, and it just doesn't matter because you just, there's not enough slots open for you to buy the into those keywords, whatever.
Yeah.
So the only thing you can do is do like a viral launch, do a giveaway for the whole sole purpose of getting like Amazon to see that, okay, I want to sell 100 a day. I can only give away, or I can only do 20 by pay-per-click, and I'm getting another 20 by organic. So I need to get to, you know, 150 or 200. So I need to give away X number every day. So Amazon sees that I'm doing 200 sales a day, even though you're not. And that way you'll whatever. So I hope that I know it's kind of confusing the way I said it, but that's really the only way you can get to, like, you know, sell a lot of units in one day. I'm not sure if I want to go into a category where we are trying to outdo somebody selling 200 units a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Like, we have somebody in our category that was selling that many during fourth quarter. I bet you if I check now, they're probably selling
half that.
Yeah. 30 to 40 to 50 a day. Maybe we're selling 100, but I don't know. I mean, we're not really necessarily going after taking their customers or anything. I think that we'll have something that's similar and we'll do very well, but I like being off the radar a little bit.
Yeah, off the radar.
Incognito rich is kind of what me and Ty have always wanted to be. So, like, no one knows it, but we're rich. They come in our house and it's dirty, but we're rich.
Don't come to my house on the street. No.
But I mean, I think that's the way to go. So, like, you know, our whole strategy in this business this year is to add a ton of items to this private label company, right? And actually launch several brands outside of that. But that we need to make profit on this one first, which is why we have all these units sitting here ready to go out, hopefully. Well, hopefully we're batching at least one to go out on Monday or this weekend, right?
Yeah. All right, guys.
We'll let you know how it goes after that. Hopefully it doesn't flop and we'll say, don't do the strategy again. It's not working. But I think it's going to be fine.
It's just fine.
Oh, well, why is it going to be fine? Because our product is a great, not only a great gift product, but it's also a great Valentine's Day gift product, which is what I hinted to earlier.
Yeah. So our product is definitely great for Valentine's. And so, you know, we stocked out, which is something you generally don't want to do. It's a great problem to have because it means you did something right, but you also did something wrong, which is not order enough stuff. So being that we stocked out, we have to relaunch, but we're able to use another holiday to kind of boost our sales, boost our rank, and get our products out. So yeah, we're really excited about having that opportunity to use that date to kind of move everything along.
Yeah. So hopefully people will find that and we'll be using the right pay-per-click words. Definitely. Right. So I'll be definitely looking into that. And that's our strategy from now on when it comes to launching products, is doing what we're doing right here, what worked. I mean, there's no denying it worked. Mm-hmm. And we're going to use, when there's big spikes in sales volume, we're definitely going to use that as a way to, what, there's more eyeballs on Amazon.com. That's when you need to launch products the most, right?
Yep.
Like last week was a terrible time to launch products.
Yeah, nobody's right? watching Amazon.
Yeah, nobody's spending money. But this week, it's already getting better. Today, it's already getting better. So, like I said, before February, launch a product. If you have, I mean, if anything, start getting, figuring out what to do right now, figuring out how to go on Alibaba, how to make deals, how to get stuff airshipped here, finding the right keywords, doing all the stuff you need to do, because Prime Day will be the next massive launch day.
Yeah.
So, you want to be out in May, June, whatever it is. Well, there's plenty of places before
there's plenty of other times. I mean,
we've already, any holiday, really. We've already looked into Mother's Day, Father's Day, all this stuff. already looked at the wedding industry. Already looking at a lot of different things. But my whole point is that's if you're going to spend the next 6 months doing anything, study this. Check out, definitely listen to all of our podcasts because you're going to learn more about the way Amazon works. Because the truth is, a lot of people that do just private labeling, they have no clue how to answer questions that Amazon throws at them. Like, they really have no clue what's going on. Yeah. Like, how the heck did somebody else get our product? Like, well, it got returned and Amazon got it, then sold it to somebody else, and then they listed it. Oh, I didn't know you can do that. How are they doing that? They're stealing my product. No, they're not. They just went on a different, you know, website and bought Amazon returned items and sold your item.
Yeah.
Like, this is like stuff that, like, no one knows. We know because we sell retail arbitrage. We sell everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
Not private label stuff, because they're a bunch of jerks. They'll yell at you if you sell their stuff and tell you they're going to call their freaking priest and police and everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of, I don't know if we mentioned Mary Kay before on any one of the podcasts as far as being able to sell them and talking to different MLMs. We got basically a cease and desist letter from Mary Kay saying we cannot sell their item. So just in case you might have gotten some of those items, you might want to go ahead and take your listings down because they will send you a letter threatening to sue you and all that jazz, which is not fun, but it is one of the downfalls of selling arbitrage products on Amazon. And, you know, you follow their rules and they'll leave you alone. And it's unfortunate that you can't, you know, it's a free market, but you can't always sell the stuff that you find. So it is what it is. Yeah. Lesson learned. Sorry, Mary Kay. We will move on.
Yeah, it sucks for them, really, because, I mean, a lot of the MLMs, they don't have good return policies. And from the business standpoint, I wouldn't want all these reps buying thousands of dollars worth of makeup and then returning it to the company. Because we can't, a lot of people, especially on that, that's a usable product, they can't, like, take it and just put it back in the stock, right? Most people have to just write it off, throw it away, burn it, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are giving a lot of Mary Kay reps a very
sweet deal,
getting rid of their inventory to help them get out of business or, for, in their case, a bad experience, right? So, I mean, I think it was LuLaRoe said that they would buy back all their stuff too, but I think pretty sure they don't do that no more.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot of buying back.
Yeah. So a lot of those companies are failing right now. And there's a lot of them there. I mean, they really are fly by night.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of new ones all the time, but not steering you away from doing that stuff. But I mean, yeah, just giving you a heads up that Amazon or lawyers will come after you if you sell a lot of these MLM products on Amazon, just because they got nothing better to do.
We only know of one for sure, and that's Mary Kay, because we got the letter. So just so you guys know, we want to be transparent and let you know what's going on, and we don't want you guys to go through, you know, the same stuff, even though it's not that big a deal. We're gonna just follow their rules and everything will be all
good. Not sure if we ever even mentioned Mary Kay, but I mean, we probably did, talking about some reseller episode or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, don't sell it. It's not, it's, stuff sucks anyway.
Oh gosh. All right, guys, well, thank you for listening. We're excited about
I'm joking, it's probably fine. I don't wear makeup.
If you guys have any questions about anything that we talked about tonight, please, please, please send us an email, info@themivpodcast.com. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Hit that review button. Leave us a 5-star if you love us. Let us know if there's anything that you'd like to hear this new year. Besides that, we're just going to keep on coming at you with stuff that we like to talk about. So take care, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.